Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next step in a potential resolution. And they have between now and October 1st, a $7.9 million qualifying offer is technically still on the table for the for Kuminga and his camp. I personally don't think the Warriors can afford to let it get there, but we're going to see how this thing plays out. It's been quite some time, and we are trying to get to the bottom of it. And we will right now on the River Islands guest line, all guests on 95.7 The Game come to you courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. We now welcome Sam Amick of The Athletic to the Morning Roast. Sam, good morning. What's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well, obviously, we just got done sort of going through your piece, but you know, if you could sort of sum it up for our audience in regards to the next stage, it sounds like, of the negotiations between Jonathan Kuminga, the Sacramento Kings, the Phoenix Suns, and what has led to, as you've described, sort of a stalemate between the two sides. What is it, the latest on Jonathan Kuminga and a potential resolution here?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing I was trying to offer clarity on is it hadn't really been known exactly what the Kings were putting out there in terms of an offer and why the Warriors, you know, hadn't bidden on it just yet. And so that's, you know, Malik Monk, you know, who's obviously a pretty darn good player, a guy who was in the Sixth Man of the Year running not too long ago, and who, you know, until this recent front office regime change was kind of seen as part of their future. Malik and a first round pick that eventually got to a place where it was 2030 lottery protected. You know, the Warriors, as has been reported, you know, ESPN had this part first, is like they've reached the stage where they seem to be done talking about sign and trade scenarios. They're telling teams that, you know, all right, we can't get to a middle ground here. And honestly, it really feels like the Sacramento thing has been a whole lot closer than Phoenix. You know, my understanding on the Sun side was that, you know, that the Warriors look at their roster and just really don't see much that gets the job done as far as an, you know, executable sign and trade scenario. And that part's interesting because Phoenix is offering a whole lot more money and years than the Kings are for Kuminga. You know, Sacramento's coming in with 3 years for $63 million, and the Suns reportedly are four for $90 million. So everywhere you look, to your point, there's just obstacles, and I think we're back in a holding pattern for the moment.
So do you get the sense that this might have been the best deal on the table? But I mean, from your prerogative, for all parties involved?
Yeah, I do. I mean, and honestly, I don't want to get this part, you know, kind of strike the wrong tone, but I'm not trying to indicate that it's close at all. The Warriors have not, you know, they've characterized it as not being very close with the Kings. But, you know, hypothetically, in my mind, if the Kings were willing to budge on the protection, so the first discussion was the 2031 first round pick, and the Warriors would get the least favorable of the Kings or the Spurs first rounder. Warriors didn't want that. So then they talked about 2030, and if the, you know, and that's lottery protected. So to me, if the Kings down the road came off those lottery protections, you know, maybe did top 12 or kind of, you know, budged a little bit from there, does that change it for the Warriors? And then the other, you know, element that has got to be accounted for is that the Warriors to do this deal would have to move off of either Moses Moody or Buddy Hield. And my understanding is that, that there's avenues for them to do that. You know, as far as appetite, I don't know how they see. I mean, you know, you guys know, like, Buddy had some incredible moments in the playoff run last year. And so I don't know, as far as just their preference, how they see that. That's another complication. But you know, I'd see more of a pathway to that deal than any other. And to your question, yeah, I think that's the best thing out there as far as what I know.
All right, so I just have to come out and ask, like, directly. Do you get the sense Jonathan Kuminga just does not want to be on the Warriors at all?
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think that's pretty evident. I mean, you know, he's talking about or signaling that he's potentially willing to pick up the qualifying offer, which is, you know, about as dicey a move as you can come across in today's NBA. You know, if you break down the math and you start talking about $7.9 million, you know, versus the 21.7 the Warriors are offering him to stay, it's tough for him to make that up, you know, in his next contract. And I think speaks volumes about how he sees that situation. He wants control, and he wants, you know, his freedom. But that's where restricted free agency is challenging. As far as, like, just take the contract and the money aside and the mood. I mean, that part, you know, like, we know the backstory. Steve Kerr is somebody who has obviously at times been frustrated by the limitations in Jonathan's game, and it's pretty evident that the Warriors are willing to move on. The thing that they are trying to salvage here is that they really need that salary slot. You know, there's only so many ways for them to meaningfully add to this roster and try to continue the Steph, Draymond, now Jimmy Butler era. And if Jonathan takes the QO, then you're pretty limited when the February trade deadline comes around as far as, like, picking up real impact players. So, I mean, they're trying to thread the needle here, and that's where it goes back to the staring contest.
Gotcha. We're chatting with Sam Amick of The Athletic, senior NBA writer, who wrote earlier this morning essentially why Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors remain locked in a stalemate. New details have come down about the Suns and the Kings in regards to last week's reports. Sam, from the Kings' perspective, this is, I'm with you, the best offer that we've seen so far Do you think the Kings would be willing, and I know the Warriors have said publicly that they've shut down sign and trade talks, but do you think that the Kings would be willing to go any further, perhaps in regards to another player? The Warriors have been rumored to like younger pieces they want to build around, a Keegan Murray, a Keon Ellis, or do you think Malik Monk is the best, sort of the highest that Sacramento would go?
So it feels like the focus for the Warriors, I mean, for one, I was actually told that Keegan and Keon have not even been discussed, for what it's worth. And then on top of that, the Warriors' focus seems to be on the pick. And it does seem to feel like, if the Kings went, the Warriors' request is then go completely unprotected on the 2030 first rounder. And I think if the Kings obliged, then it feels like that deal would get done. And so it feels like the focus is more on the pick than it is them trying to get any other young prospects from the Kings. And the Kings are, it's funny, because as a team, they're not in a great spot. Obviously, they've got this roster that they've got so much work to do, but the leverage that I do think they have is that Scott Perry, their first year GM, he just got there, and his owner knows that it's going to take him a minute. And so I think he can have patience and prudence and tell the Warriors genuinely that I don't need to make this deal. I'm going to go ahead and keep trying to chip away at this roster and do things over the course of time. They see Kuminga as somebody, who I think certainly would get the fans excited about another young prospect, and they're all in on the idea, but only to a certain point. And it does feel like they're willing to walk away, which, certainly the Warriors wish was not the case.
Sam, if this trade did consummate, if maybe they come off the protection, maybe the Warriors gave in, like, how do you think Malik Monk would fit with the Golden State Warriors?
I mean, I like it. I like Malik's game. It's funny. Last season, after the Kings traded De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio, you saw the limitations in Malik's game because they put him in the primary point guard spot. And he's a fantastic playmaker, but there's just something that didn't work about it. You just don't want, I don't think, Malik being the number one guy at that spot. The Warriors' landscape is so much different, where, you talk about him being complimentary, but being dynamic and not being asked to do some of the things that were outside of his skill set like he was last year. The guy can light it up. You know what I mean? He just absolutely can light it up. And if you even compared, like, let's say that in the Warriors front office, it was a Buddy versus Malik comparison. Malik doesn't shoot the lights out quite like Buddy does, but he can shoot that thing. And he also, in an ISO setting, just when you need to give Steph and Jimmy, a break offensively, he's dynamic. I've seen him win games for the Kings. You guys remember in the playoff series between the Warriors and the Kings, Malik had some amazing games. Yep. So basketball-wise, I think it could be fantastic. And then you add that to a high level first, like, it's a pretty decent offer that again, I could see transpiring in an actual deal down the road.
What do you think the Warriors want? And not necessarily just the front office, like the high paid players on the team and the head coach. What do you think their preference is in this entire scenario? He signs a 2-year deal or whatever was on the table, takes the qualifying offer, or they just move off him altogether?
I think it's the former. I think there's a level of frustration that he won't just take this deal because, even with Jonathan's social media post yesterday where he's talking about how he's going to bet on himself all day, like, it's not as if, I understand you're not getting the contract you want, but your starting salary with the Warriors would be $21.7 million. That's a heck of a pay raise from before. And while it does come with the type of restrictions you don't want, team option in the second season, the request to waive the no trade clause that would be part of it, like, it's still, it's a pretty decent NBA salary for a guy who is continuing to try to prove himself. He's not an established guy in this league. We just, he has moments, but it's been fits and starts. So I think their preference is for him to do the deal because, as much as it does appear that they like a player like Malik Monk, the February trade deadline could bring other scenarios, other opportunities that might work even better. And it leaves the Warriors with that flexibility and that salary slot to go shopping, like, for a big number and a guy who who can make an impact.
The last couple of years with the Warriors, you know, just stuff has happened regarding money, extensions, etc. And it's really the drama has carried over to the court, and it's been a net negative, I think, and everyone would agree. And you've covered this, the game, this league, this team for a long time. What does it look like with Kuminga at any salary being reintroduced back onto this team? Not that he's the bad guy. I'm not trying to make him out to be. I'm just like, how does that play out in a locker room coming back, given everything that's happened this offseason? Can everyone just play nice and move forward, or will there be lingering effects?
So, I mean, my feeling is I think the players can, but man, there's just a lot of scar tissue between the coaching staff and Jonathan. And especially, I thought about this last night as I was writing this piece. Like, if he takes the qualifying offer, you know, I know fan and media-wise, we're guilty of glossing over, you know, like, oh, because they make so much money, they're not as human as everybody else. But think about the human factor and going to work every single day, knowing that you just took the option that jams up your employer strategically in a pretty major way.
Yeah.
And you are compromising your own security in a pretty major way at the same time. I mean, that's a calculated risk by definition. Like, from a work comfort environment type standpoint, that sounds miserable to me. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds like I did this because that is the strategy, but now we have to live together and work together. And I say live together because these guys are, this is not a 9-to-5 deal. These guys are together all the time. So does that, you know, like, how does the coaching staff use Kuminga if he's on the qualifying offer and there's maybe hard feelings about him taking that approach? You know, just what is the vibe? What is the mood? I could see it impacting, you know, what they're trying to accomplish, for sure.
Chatting with Sam Amick here on the Morning Roast of The Athletic, senior NBA writer, wrote this morning about Jonathan Kuminga. More details coming out in the negotiations and really the stalemate right now. So with everything that we've learned and what you've added to in the last week, Sam, do you get the feeling that this is a resolution that's close to happening, or do you think that this could be a situation? It doesn't have to happen. It can take it all the way up until October 1st and potentially with the qualifying offer. Do you think it ends up being an 11th hour situation, or do you think with the details that we've gathered over the last week that we could come to a potential close sometime soon?
Yeah, I mean, as of today, it feels like we might be in this thing for a while longer. I mean, there's nothing to apply pressure right now. I mean, all the uncomfortableness that we just highlighted doesn't exist until training camp. Yeah. And so on Jonathan's side, on the Warriors' side, you know, they can just kind of sit there, you know, they can go on vacation, they can do their thing, they can be in the office and hope that time and the pressure that comes with it changes leverage, changes the stances on each respective side. I mean, even on the Kings side, you know, their attitude at the moment, even though the talks have ceased for the time being, is, you know, well, if you call us in mid-September and you feel differently and you want to do something different, then we can pivot. Like, nothing changes between now and then. So, honestly, I think it might wind up being a closer to camp type of thing.
So, if you had to guess, I mean, we're just educated guess, how does this play out?
On the Kuminga side, it does seem clear that he has a level of interest in playing for the Kings. So that obviously matters. But, you know, if the Kings were the ones offering the 4-for-90 deal, then that would push things maybe even a little farther in that direction, but it's not. They're actually the one coming in with the more measured approach. So that leaves me kind of thinking, all right, Jonathan is not, he's not going to push, you know, as aggressively for that scenario as he might otherwise. Then, you know, in terms of like his level of willingness and comfort to go put a Warriors jersey back on again, I mean, that part I just can't speak to. You know, we see the messaging and we see the tone, and you hear plenty of things behind the scenes about how frustrated he is. But it's also the only NBA environment he's ever known, and maybe he reconciles the idea of, let me go in and you know, show Steve that I can do it and show the league that I'm worth a whole lot more. So it really feels like an absolute could go either way situation. You know, I'd be surprised if Phoenix happened. I'd be surprised at this point if any, you know, I mean, there's other teams at times that have been mentioned, Chicago and even Charlotte, things like that. It feels like we're kind of unofficially down to to the Warriors or the Kings, and I really don't know which way it's going to go.
Sam, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and we really enjoy your work, and really appreciate you taking some time out for us this morning.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam.
Sam Amick, The Athletic. So we remain in a game of chicken. I mean, that's really what this is. Like, both.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.